back again with the Deion Sanders comments from earlier. If you missed it in the huddle, Deion Sanders basically said that he was surprised that safety Troy Apke at the NFL Combine out of Penn State, he ran a 4.35 40, and Deion Sanders basically said he was surprised about that because that Apke is white. And he said that he can't, you know, he couldn't say it on the air why he was surprised, but he said, Rich Eisen, you know why I'm surprised. And here's what I'm saying about that. I am not offended by them. I am used to a culture where it's funny to say that white guys are slow, or it's funny to say that white guys can't jump. That is a commonality, a common thought, a common stereotype, a common joke that I've heard my entire life. I am not offended by it. In my case, it holds true. I certainly am a white guy who cannot jump. But what I'm telling you is this, is that if a lot of what we're doing in the world, if a lot of what we're talking about with athlete activism and just general social awareness and political correctness, if what we're going for is a state of inclusion, if what we're going for is a state of understanding and a state of tolerance, then comments like that by Deion Sanders should not be made. We understand that if there were disparaging comments made against African-American players, that an African-American quarter, you know, people are saying it's racist that Lamar Jackson is being asked to try out at wide receiver rather than a quarterback. And people are saying if he were white, he wouldn't be asked to do that. If we're going to look at it on that side, then this has to be looked at through the same lens. Look, these comments don't offend me. But if what we're going for is tolerance and inclusion, if what we're going for is better understanding and better racial awareness, then those comments by Deion Sanders are wrong. And everyone's going to have their, you know, their own personal barometer of where they go over the line. Those comments don't go over the line to me because, like I said, I've lived it my whole life. I've heard it my whole life. The movie White Man Can't Jump was hugely popular. But if we're going to get out of looking at sports through a racial stereotype lens, if we're going to get out of looking at life through a racial stereotyping lens, then this comment needs to go too. And I'm not saying Deion needs to be fired. I'm not saying Deion needs to even be reprimanded, because I truly don't care. But I'm sure that there are people out there that do, and I'm sure those comments do bother people. And what I just want is consistency. That's all I want from everything in life. I want the umpire to call it both ways. I want the referees to throw the flags the same way every time. And I want them to look at teams the same way. And I want life to be viewed at through the same prism, and that prism needs to be viewed through that prism needs to be consistent. It's Champlain Valley Game Night here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com.